Could you just describe the difference between honeybees, which aren't native to Wisconsin, and wild bees?
Yeah, sure. So honeybees, as you mentioned, aren't native. They were first brought over here from Europe in the 1600s or so. And it's just one species. So all honeybees that you see are one species. But there are also bees that are native to the United States and North America. And we estimate in Wisconsin alone, there are 500 to 600 species. These bees vary in size, they vary in color, they vary in where they nest. Bees that are native to Wisconsin or North America do not make significant amounts of honey. And the majority of the bees native are also not social, so they don't have queens and workers. They don't have that hierarchy and that division of labor.
So a lot of farmers do rely on honeybees that they bring in or manage to pollinate their crops. Why did you want to create this identification guide for different types of bees?
Even though farmers do rely heavily on honeybees, the native bees are really important pollinators, and they're doing a lot of work also. Honeybees offer insurance and kind of peace of mind. You know you have bees out there, but the native bees are doing a lot of work, and for some crops, they're better pollinators. So I found that apple orchards in Wisconsin that don't bring in any honeybees, that rely just on the native bees, have on average just as good of pollination and just as good of fruit set as orchards that do bring in honeybees. So also, honeybees are expensive, and they're becoming increasingly expensive and increasingly hard to get. So more farmers are starting to rely even more on the native wild bees. There's a lot of interest in them and in conserving them and in using them for pollination. So that was the motivation behind the guide.
Do you think that most people maybe don't realize how many kinds of bees there are and the fact that they are native versus the honeybees, which are brought in?
Yeah, definitely. I think that when I say 500 to 600 species, people are blown away, especially when you say that the honeybee is just one species. And, you know, essentially there's hundreds of kinds of wild native bees, and that usually shocks people. And so, yeah, I think most people aren't aware of the diversity and the abundance of bees that we have.
So your research on apple orchards and whether wild bees can do the job of pollinating crops in Wisconsin. Does it seem like they could be a substitute, or do you think we need honeybees?
I think that for smaller farms and for farms that are surrounded by a lot of non-agricultural land, so if you have woodland or grasslands, and even urban areas that have a lot of gardens, you'll probably be able to rely just on the wild native bees. Honeybees are likely necessary for really large operations and for farms that are in areas that are just really dominated by agriculture, especially agriculture that doesn't provide resources for bees. So things like corn and soybeans, those aren't very nutritious for bees. So in areas that are dominated by those things, you tend not to have as many wild native bees. Throughout much of the state, I found that the wild native bees are sufficient, and the farmers don't need to bring in honeybees.
Thank you, Rachel, for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome.